Valla, sonra mimi gomba mazong yang sancho pungpur menzen tamja yin tamja nyi nga xo che aro cho tanto dupa kunle che chan dupa kunga le kun dungnyum kunga le kun chan do ne number tap tap la Dune Number Tape Tavala Soda Mingmi Gomba Mazungyang Sancho Pungbur Menzain Tamjain Tamja Ningla Shoje Arotso Dune number tape Tanjo Dune number tape Tawala Soja Mini Gomba Mazonia Sancho Pomboramen Tamjai Tamja Ningla Shoje Arotso
Is there anyone who hasn't received a copy of the text she's being taught? Raise your hand.
Chulatum. Kanga tondu.
Everybody has?
I think they do. Dune nambar dabe awala sura mimi goba madunya sancho bombo nende tanjai tanjai la joje arozo
demlare pe Tamja chukson mire, tamja chukson pale, tamja chukpatire. Lab. Ah. Tam. Drukpa kune. Koma nyo. Den den doga drukpa kune. Poje nanjor pe chigi drukpa kune re, tenga koma nyo. Drukpa kune ke tamja chukson pale, tamja Dua Tamja Chuksom Jinan in the Tamja Trupadre Tawa Tang Gomba number Takpala Tapan Garda Garda Mazova Tamjali.
The Drupa Kunle has or had made 13 different commitments, and this is the sixth one, which is concerned with. Well, his commitments were concerned with the view and meditation.
Dune nambar dabe tawala soja mimi gomba mazonyo sancho bombo nende tamjai joje
Dekab so Sancho Pumbo Lamazin Batam Jare. Zope Sanje de Zope Sanje am Sancho de Pumburin Zimba. Mopurin Zimba. Pumbo da Sancho Pumbo Lamazin Batam Jare.
This one is a commitment not to hold or regard enlightenment as a thing.
Tene Mambo ke Sancho se jete phungpo da ngopo da dendrop jiri samgu yare. Te Sancho ke yang tapa Sancho ke gardare. Tawa nambar tapa da gomba nambar tapa gardare. Tin se na tene Sancho phukwar man zembe tamcha zembe.
There are many people who regard enlightenment as a thing or as truly existent. And actually to regard enlightenment in that way is a contradiction with how it actually is, and is in contradiction to correct or pure view and meditation. So that is the reason for this particular commitment.
Tene pungpo se che te mangdon dupa toman dupa la pungpo se gre toman dupa pungpo yena sanjuk te tene jisu sanjuk te la lote zoya yo mari khen ro sanjuk pungpo nge ti se na nge sanjuk pungpo nge me son tam ja zo kirang so yang zo na dikin ro tam ja nge le yo ja ro zo tene tam ja nge le yo ja ro zo se mla dupa kune rang ga tam ja se ne tam ja te ta te mai Maji Bunyin Hyoja, Arozo. Arozo de Kojo Madawa Mambu Yungre, Kojo Chick Tropozo, Chidozo, Tropozo, Tavoko, Tropozo, Tomozo, Arozo, Chidozo, Tamdako.
So actually, the word in the Tibetan for here is Pungpo, which means a collection of things. So the actual commitment is not to regard enlightenment as a collection or aggregate. Because if enlightenment were something that was a collection of things, then it wouldn't be lasting. It would also be destroyed or change. So in the next line, this was Drukpa Khunling's commitment himself. In the next line he says, keep this commitment in your hearts, my friends. And here the last word, arokso, means friends or dharma friends.
Tene arokso se chite po sangha so dan hyarji so je kambata so ke chitan ke je hide arokhida se ke chate.
So in the northern parts of Tibet and also in the eastern parts, they use this phrase "aro" to mean friends.
Then "aro" is just the rangin je cikdao, maju be cikdao. Rangin je cikdao. Tropo, tropo la tan ye be cikdao. Yo je cik mai bao.
This is this particular word arok is used for friends with people one is close to. It's meant in a very, it's used in a very natural way. It's not used in a way in which one's trying to deceive people. One uses it for people one actually feels close to.
Tene poor sang so drokpa tang kamba tu so malake tang na aro sigiri. Tharin bana aro sigiri.
So in northern parts of Tibet, people address others as arok, calling them this way, like if they're far off.
Tante tamja kare do ne number tap tawala, tawa number tapate kare, tawa number tapate do ne number tapa, do ne ye ne, tangbo ne number tapa. Tavate toko gudu. Tangbu ni yeni nambar takpe tava to na tava tang yeni nambar takpe to na te tava yang tabare te la gomba kare gudu. Sota ming mi gomba mazong yang. So tang trawa. So tang trawa. So len deba. Mikpa len deba. Mingmi se jete mikpa mepa mikpa dan trave gomba te gomba yang tapare so yoba te mikpa yoba te zo kunzob ju gombre yaye kang rawo ju gona shalo nubzang so yoba la da kinko le mikpa yoba te zo kunzob ju gombre te gomba yang da go shin ju yomare le tang bo bo gombre so da so dan trave Yari kanke shargo nugo tabu so dan drava, lai jinda chalok tabu, mikpa mepa, mikpa lindepa, gomba te gomba yang tabare, so lindepa, mikpa lindepa, gomba te gomba yang tabare, ten drava gomba yang tabare, mazong na yang, gom teni je dokso te sancho phongpor manje tam jai ne sancho te zope sancho te phongpor lanje me sancho te phongpor lanje be tam ja nga nga gzo gre dopa tam ja ning la cho je aro cho ten da be tam ja te chran cho ye ning cho chi taba yang taba goba yang taba ma do na ya taba yang taba do goba yang taba ga da khele ma so se bre ya bu do ga
The first line of this says that the view is primordially pure. So the view is pure from the beginning, or primordially, and this is what we realize. And the next line concerns meditation. And it says, although meditation, which is free from partiality or a focus does not arise. And this means that the pure meditation should be free from any type of partiality or any type of, literally the word in Tibetan means direction. So pure from, free from any kind of direction or partiality. And it should be free from any kind of focus. The relative kind of meditation that's practiced by beginners involves a kind of partiality or having directions in it, like dividing things up. And for example, one meditates upon a palace of a deity and a mandala which has different directions, east and west, north and south. One also meditates upon a deity, focusing upon the attributes and ornaments of the deity. If one doesn't have this kind of partiality or focus, then that is pure meditation. However, Drupa Kunlik is saying, although the primordially pure view and meditation, which is free from partiality and free from a focus, does not arise, I have made the commitment not to regard enlightenment as an aggregate or a thing. So even though the pure view and pure meditation can't arise, is that I don't think of enlightenment as being a thing, which means isn't thinking of enlightenment in contradiction to the way it is.
Tini tse kamba yete tangbo tse kamba lo nga nani kamba tangbo yete tseng zibu shirando nga pa tila tamja nyingli choche aro cho se te parke te bare mdrupa kunle so mang ke ba tundu do kong ke ba yore yine yang ti pata le ke ba mahim ban rabo parke nda wo mang bote gire te aro cho se che te diktim parke nda wo
The first three lines of this verse are poetic and quite beautiful, but the fourth line, where it says, place this commitment in your heart, my friends, is in the colloquial language, so it's not as poetic as the first three lines. One often finds this style using colloquial language or phrases in Drupa Kunlik's songs or instructions.
Tinde mangbo dongo do tinde Drupa Kunlik trup trup chimbore na jupe chimbore parti parti semje parti namdo ka parti ke wala ne pa chimbore.
By reciting these lines again and again. Because Drupa Kunlik was a great siddha and yogin, then these verses will have beneficial effect and prevent obstacles from arising.
Tene chute parche nyumon da dunga jinyin bu yin ya chuba chola nyumon da dunga da parche mambu yon te sanjo ngwe por jin be nam to yo pal te de tene parche mara ba mambu yon ge chuba chola.
Although the Dharma is the remedy for mental afflictions and sufferings, many Dharma practitioners experience suffering and obstacles because they perceive enlightenment to be a thing.
Kusong tukti ngabar zemba latin, kusong tukti jitunan tsuba jagat. Truku ngabar kemba latin, truku tundala tsuba jagat. Madhava zogare. Te sancho ngabar zemba latin sumare.
There are many ways in which this can arise. If people perceive the Buddha to be a thing, then they can get into many disputes involving trying to benefit the Buddha, or the same way if they regard the Dharma as a thing, they can get into many disputes over the Dharma. They regard the supports of body, speech, and mind, or the representations of body, speech, and mind as a thing, then they can get into disputes or fighting over these. And people regard tulkus as a thing, they can get into disputes over this.
Re tene trupa ngone trupa ina ngopo yo mare chonang da ban da bore so ba ja ya yo mare ina ngopo khembal tene trupa yo.
A tulku or emanation is not actually a thing. like the moon's reflection in water. So there's nothing to get into a dispute over. However, if people regard Otsuko as being some kind of existent thing, then they can get into disputes over this.
For
example, one gets into fights in a dream. One does so because one is clinging to the appearances in the dream as being solid things. But if one recognizes that one is dreaming, then one won't get into any fights in a dream. There won't be any point. So this is an example which illustrates this situation.
Sanjo Pumbora Mazen Tamja Tamja Nin Joje Aroso.
Then Gordon. Do no number the bed of
Allah. Soda Mimi Pumba Mazon. Sanjo Pumbora Mazen Tamja Tamja Nin Joje Aroso. Sancho Pumbara Mese Tamjaye 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 Tamjaye
담자 죽소문능이 죽받으려.
This is the sixth from among the 13 commitments.
이 요마 담자 죽소문이 강가지 얘기인 삼바요.
So he thinks that gradually he will explain all 13 of these.
이나 갈래 갈래 시고 또.
Slowly.
좁텁지 섬 담자 죽소문대 뒤질이 효나더니 레파캉도 그랬상.
I think if I were to explain all 13 of these commitments of a siddha at once, your brains would become too full, be too much to fit in.
Namdo tsutram tsutya sajite tingsen pamere lingka veji shiram nyata nave chukansa tumso tengkin dula sanza Rukha chise sonwa pachen le sampi chube chuchi yinke Jaru yaki tu chancha se chora mabhi singhi teme loge chora
Ta dami nika dan derva kola sabchi nga yeka le Nga pa tuyantan chuzi je rikpa yanda kepa ni Tuyantan chuzi rikpa kwenche ni Chegi sonwa ngu mangara tang Chichun garwa chori hing chepa yin Tesir ngobu ngobwa chit dodo chepar ngobwa ntaki chenggo ni Tso yin di yinda yin lan zang Kuen je tzawa omen chu ju do yi zaba song
We're in this section now which is an explanation of the various classifications involving both types of no self In the fifth subsection which is an explanation of correct reasonings which analyze for the ultimate. The root text says, the key point of all reasonings which analyze for the ultimate is to take up a particular phenomena acting as a basis and analyze, investigating correctly its essence and the contradictions with respect to its attributes. Therefore, the reasoning beyond one in many, which refutes in essence, and the reasoning, refuting arising from the four extremes, which refutes particular attributes, are the two main reasonings. The others are just branches of these. The root of them all is found in the homage of the treatise on the Madhyamaka.
Don tamba chuzi jirekwa Toni ten lambebzi jirekwa Chunam jir nelok ten lambebzi jirekwa Te konani ten lambebzi jirekwa Tso Tsek so sori mata tonda chikwa nda wunko
The first line says, the key point of all reasonings which analyze for the ultimate, and other ways to express this are reasonings which establish or ascertain emptiness, reasonings which bring about the ascertainment of the true nature of all phenomena, and reasonings which ascertain suchness.
Jitang Simchin Parpa Namje Nansur Te Ngunere Nansur tan nesur chik du shin de nansur te denba re ngane re samde mala ngo ma chi ba yin do denba re denba re ma to ne lo kan yin ba la che ba zo chi ge yo ma re ti se na te ne ne lo ge tong ham tong ba ni chi tong ma chi ba re
Ordinary sentient beings think that the way things appear are the way they really are. They don't recognize the nature of things. So they confuse the way things appear and the way things are as being the same. It's like not recognizing that you're dreaming and taking the appearance in a dream to be real. So beings perceive things as being real or truly existent, they don't understand or recognize the true nature of things. They don't understand the emptiness of things.
Penna mlango ma hipa kapso tene nimo de madrabe mlam kenta putunde chitana yang mlango ma hipa kapso Rank and Nesorte, Carre, Rank and Tonyak and Namati Neso Carre, Taketan Higumdo. Penangato, to join Priya Yomar and Samsa Namgal and Portuguere, Namgal and Burgundo, to join Nam Portugumi, they jumps in Carre, Samsan Nutan Higumdo. Rank and Nesortan, Tene Rank and Tonyak. Zukta terror is a last of a nezor carrying Takietam, my hippa, Monte, Tomogangani, Tomogangani, Tinet Trunang Nato by Char, Trunangangangangdo, Tinny Yonger Nato by Zogir, Leka Nato by Zode, Tangi.
For example, when we're dreaming, we can have various kinds of dreams which are quite different than our ordinary experiences during the daytime. But we don't examine the nature of ourself who's experiencing these things in a dream, and we don't examine what we are seeing or experiencing in the dream. So for example, we might have dreams where we're flying in the sky, and normally during waking state we can't fly. And we might think in the dream, oh, now I'm flying and normally I can't fly, but we don't think about the reasons why we're able to fly in a dream. So it's because we don't examine the actual nature of ourself who's experiencing these things, and we don't examine the nature of the experiences or what we're seeing in the dream. Instead, we remain in a state of darkness or ignorance, and from within this state of ignorance in the dream, various kinds of delusive appearances arise.
Young Pena Malam the Sir Rang and Gosa Jinina, Sir Timurabe. Go, Rang and Gosa. Sir Timurabe. Sir Gosa Jirang and Gosa Jitona, Tene Pig Agre. Tinto said they said the last owner. Tambo said the Yobacabs are Gagre, Kingas over it. Said the land of Cabs of Domans over it. In a young. Malam de Caps, whom I keep a caps on Arana said to talk with Junsin Karanuma me, Cadiz and Topsong Santa Ketan Hilumudo. Land Rover Caps on us said the last song. Land Rover Junsin the Carre, Cayanta Ketan Hilumudo, said the top of Caps of Taylor Dembarichi, Land Rover Caps of Donazo, didn't run a degree. Teta Chiquire, Nato. 10 days now and day, Teta Chiquire. So, such a Vinam don't provide the data jiguire. Tom Nayan, Dungan Pigre, lana yang dongan beri.
For example, in a dream, if we acquire a piece of gold that's as big as our head, we might be very happy to have this and become very attached to it. And then if we lose it, we feel some suffering. So when we don't recognize that we're dreaming, we don't even think about the reasons why we've been able to acquire this large piece of gold. We just cling to this as being real, and if we were to lose the gold, we wouldn't look at the reasons why we had lost it. We would just feel suffering because we had lost it. So we remain in a state of delusion. And the appearances of this life are the same, and the experiences or thoughts of ordinary beings are also the same. When we find something or acquire it, this can be a cause for our suffering to increase. And when we lose something, this is also a cause for our suffering to increase.
Tene nelok mlamte sete topa da la songa te nelok ngene topa da la songa ni le cheba yomare ser topa te lo ngo me pese na la la pa yin yomare topa yin yomare ser topa da la songa ni de nyamba ni re ten dra bu la tene nyamba ni se gre Malam jaya ser topa dan la songa nyamba nyamba yendo chindeye deva dan donga dada nyi ngarda chenji chuta sutam je ganga nelo le nyamba nyere tene tawa shi na tenda wishi gugut
In terms of the true nature things, finding gold in a dream or losing gold in a dream is the same, because the gold in a dream lacks any essence or nature, so therefore there is nothing being found and nothing being lost. There is an equality or sameness to acquiring and losing this gold. And this is the same for all things that we can experience in this life that seem to be contradictory, such as happiness and suffering. The true nature of these things is the same, or is sameness or equality. So we need to understand the view of this, of sameness or equality.
Tang, Munaji donga de ngo kang yin ba de tsur go go. Natsu sem donga ji chon na donga de ngo wa brang yin ya ne lok de tsur go ba. De ji de ngo mangar ba tsur. Donga de ngo ngar ta tsur na de ni ngo to go yo ma le ngo donga de ngo ta mangar ba de tsur go. Mangar ba se ji de ngo ta tsur ba. Dungaji ngowo tang ngarda mayin ba dungaji ngowo tang mtumba ji tsogo, tsogo tang. Te tang teye chepar so, dunga teye chepar so. Chechu la ngarda tsogar separe. Dunga te denpa trom na ti che chu la teni ngarda tsor gu gu. Karse dunga te denpa tropa yin na Dongati, Jeva, Neva, Gapa, Lasso, but there's a chichuri, Tene, Tinga, that's all over. Pena, Donga, Demba, Trona, Donga, the Tango, Chego, Gundo, Donga, the Candice, Chegando, Jeva, Langa, that's all over. Jeva, Langa, that's all, Sijete, Donga, Demba, Donga, Demba, Trope, Jeva, Donga, and Yinju, Trope, Jeva, La, Gada, recognize you over it. Donga dendro di cheva le rikpa nezi yore te nezi tsol go gano, hi go gano, tsolwa yinti. Pena pambin se nyi tam, poga lo la te pamba de karchi mati gire, pamba lega mamudo, dekpa tro na yang tru se na pamba ka zo go gado, wan kor na yang pamba lega na, pamba te keda gano, te pamba gira. Pumpin Sinyi Tam Ngovo Pumpin Sinyi Sijit Kare Ngovo Ngovo Kare Sinyi Pumpin Ngovo Am Sinyi Am Pumpin Rangin Pumpin Te Rangin Sol Gokundo Pumpin Rangin Am Ngovo To Der Hyabkyor Hyabkyom Chuchor De Tunzi Napa Pumpin To At Derwa Shab Shumba say Shab Sur Chung Jong Do, Jiranzu Pumban Tong Do. Di Karaso Ririn Rao, Polin Rao, Bolin Rao Mado, Shab Chung Jong Tindo. Chujur Jitun Zinu Ba, Shab La Ekong Yuna Chut Zong Togumare, Tene Pumban Tinyi Tang Mado. Tato Derwa, Shab Shumba, Chujur Chusu, Chujurwam, Chun Zimba Sawasi Yinu Ba, Yin Hi Kebala. De Teme Chukela, Totteri Chavium, Chuchur Jitunzin, Pumpin Sinizer. De Jitin Kunzov, Gentonzor, and Timber Heber. Tendu Heber say, Ta Pumba Kayam, Tova Derva Imbatar. Pumba Imbesser, he is so Jubber Sebab. Pumba Chahere in the Pumba Imbatar, said Tendravo. Jona tene pamba kada shabda chakhe rere ne pamba mare tisena tene pamba te pamba rangin je madro ba chik da tam rangin le de bare ten rawa tambu che go to oya
The essential point of all reasonings which analyze for the ultimate is to first take up a particular basis for attributes, that is a particular thing. So take, for example, suffering. And then to investigate this, to investigate the essence of this in a way which accords with its essence. So one investigates what its essence or nature is like. So for example, if we take suffering or mental suffering, we investigate its essence or nature. If one investigates this essence or nature in a way that doesn't accord with the nature, one won't be able to understand its nature. So you have to investigate it in a way which accords with its nature. And then one also investigates the attributes of this in a way, what the contradictions are in terms of its attributes. So, for example, if we take, if we're taking suffering as the basis of the attributes, what we're looking at, if we think this suffering is truly existent, then we need to look and see if it has any arisal or any cessation. So, if it's truly existent, then did it first arise? But we need to look at that. And if it is inherently existent, it could have no arisal. So one looks at this, one analyzes it in a way to understand what the contradictions are, or what types of faulty reasoning there may be. For example, if we take a vase, the characteristics or the defining characteristics or the essence of a vase is that it is bulbous, means it's round in the middle. It has a small foot or base, and it is able to hold water. So this is its function or definition. And in Tibet, or for Tibetans, vases have an important function because they are what are used to give empowerments and to perform cleansing ceremonies. So there's a lot of use for them. So it's something which is round in the middle, has a small base, it's not like a bowl, and it doesn't have a hole in it, it can hold water. And this definition accords with the way in which things are seen in the world. So if that is the definition of a vase, then the mouth of a vase, then it follows that the mouth of a vase should also be bulbous or round in the middle, because it is a vase. So if that's the definition of a vase, then each part of the vase must also have those qualities of a vase. So each part must be round in the middle, have a small base, and be able to hold water. But in fact, each part of a vase is not the vase. And by analyzing in this way, one comes to understand that a vase is not inherently existent, that it is beyond being single or multiple.
Gandhi kapso pambati denpa trop samna ta pamba rangin tsoba kapso pamba chik du denpa tropam tuma denpa trop traba nyeri tangbo chik du denpa tropa resa na pamba chik du denpa tropa mare pamba la kha tang kya tang towa la soba cha khe ha jang mangbo rita so so re tuma yore tuma yinba se na Tene pamba chik yo mare, chik du denpa yo mare. Pamba rangin le chik yo mare, tomare. Tere. Ta yang nipa tar du pamba, pamba chik du denpa trop mudu, ona tomare denpa trop se na. Pamba tomare denpa trop na, tene kata hyapta riri ni pamba yin gogre. Kata hyapta riri ni pamba yin na, Chakye rere la pamba tsenyi tsang gogre. Chakye rere la pamba tsenyi ma tsang basena pamba tamayayomare. Di sena pamba rangyiyan, pamba ngowa, pamba nelok de chikta tamay rangyiyan lindayabare. Di sena ngowa mangarwa tsor sejida wa tere. Ngowa tsor gogre. Marave. Di ranga ngowa tsor
gogre. If we think a vase is truly existent, then there are two possibilities, that it's truly existent as something single, or truly existent as something multiple. So if we think that it's something single, then we need to analyze that. When we look at a vase, it has different parts. It has a mouth, a base, and a middle. It is multiple. So it is not existent as a single thing, or it is not truly existent as a single thing, because it has various parts. So then we look at the second possibility, that if it's not something single, is it something that's a truly existent multiple thing. So if we look at the various parts, the mouth, the base, and so forth, a vase has each of these parts. And if a particular part is to be the vase, it must have the must completely have the characteristics or defining characteristics of a vase. So each part must be round in the middle, have a small base, and be able to hold water. But in fact, this is not the case. So one cannot say that a vase is multiple. So by analyzing in this way, one sees that a vase is not something single and it's not something multiple. And this is what is meant by investigating the essence or nature of a vase in a way which accords with its nature or essence. If we think that friends or enemies are real, we think that they are somehow inherently existent, then we need to look at their nature. So we do this in the same way that we did with the vase. And by analyzing, one finds that both friends and enemies are beyond being something single or something multiple. So if one thinks that the nature of a friend or an enemy is something truly existent, then one has not actually analyzed in a way in which one has found or arrived at their actual nature.
Dungaji ngowo tsona ngatsu semti dungati, dungaji sabati, tini kichik marangin re, kichik tambu ga sabare, dungaji rangin mare, kichik nipa machi pare, dungaji rangin mare, tatu kichik matrawala, chashe hajang mambu, saya mambu seju yore, hajang saya mambu se sana. तने दोंगा के जिंग मठावा ते के तेला छोवा यो मारे दोंगा जिंग ओवर मारो परे तीस है ना दोंगा जिंग ना तुम्हे रंगीन लें दे बात ते चोर को परे नी को बनो
physical mental suffering it has a momentary nature and first moment or previous moment of suffering has ceased, so it does not exist. A subsequent moment has not yet arisen, so it does not exist. And if one looks at a present moment of suffering, that can be further divided into many thousands or millions of parts. And so there is no single subtle moment of suffering which can be experienced. It is not something real or existent. So by analyzing in this way, one finds that suffering is not something single or multiple.
Data rangin tsona dunga lende bare te yin do madap rangin tsona madap lende bare madap rangin madap lende ba yin te rupa kone de sungo na yin do ne nam da do ne number ta pa ta wala se jete tene do ne nam da ta wala ta ni ho ja te rupa kone ke ta wande to
By analyzing in this way, then comes to recognize that suffering is beyond being something which has the nature of being single or multiple, and also we can apply this to impure experiences or appearances, that they are also beyond having the nature of being single or multiple things. And if one understands this, then one comes closer to understanding the view of Drupa Kunlik, which is the first line here. It says, the primordially pure view.
Jeva langata tsorkobre. Chechu langarda chorvare.
If suffering is truly existent, then it must arise. So one needs to look at this in terms of how it could arise. So suffering must arise from a cause. And if it arises from a cause, this cause can either be the same as itself, something other or different, or it arises from causes which are both, same and something other, or it could arise from no cause at all. And by analyzing in this way, one comes to understand the faults in such reasoning as that it arises from a cause. So when one analyzes the attributes of something, one does so by looking at whether it arises from any of these four extremes or four types of causes.
Tene cheva langata chorva te jya chenpo re, thaike le cheva kakpa te, tene ome tenju chole, thaike le cheva kakpa te, hajang jya chenpo. Oman Sava Hirata, Oman Jakwata Sujuzu Sovore, Taigile Cheva Kapare.
There are many explanations in the Madhyamaka texts which refute arisal from these four extremes. These reasons are mainly presented in the
Chepar Cheva La Sopan Gopan Taki Chimi Chepar Chevan Gopa Taki Chingo Ripani So Injun Ome Yong Tinsik Namrang Ome Yong Loktan Yong Sij the Pecha Chambers of Zay Ome Yong Tinsik Namrang Ta Tinsik Dubzi Kozi Hizi Jumzi in the Chikware. Namdrang yenda mangdu sheba, ome tense mang de che ba nam ne ten ye je yin la tam yin la sa ba te tik to da je tense dang ta ji tien go ge tense ni de zo yin da ti yin la de tense te ko je sa ba ta ba ne gon bo lo ro che ome sa ba che ra je chu ju do gang ge Gangi, Tinjing, the orange young Gagba may by Jimmy, Cheba may by Tammy, by one may by Romy. Tade, Tommy, Tinjimin, Tubany, Jetimba, Jesum Batar. Tasang, my belly boat in the Tivari, Chenan's show within the Tijeri. And Tanya Batatogumari. Sam Hibatar. Sab Tinsig number ye up and there Tinsig. Yell, Tade to Trapa made the jing may be said. Jing may be tense ye, jig than travel tense ye, jing may be tense ye, Tade to Trapa may be trouble. Jig then but to be jig, you not Tade to with a jig mean a Tade yomar. Young Sananga mobile of Jujin, one meter, so on may be said. Kangni Jang, one meter, so on may be said. Then drone and debate Malam Tabare, Malam de Kunzov to drone, Janama, the Namdol to the Yure, Malam da Yure, in a young Nelugla drone yomare. So one may be ten sec, you one may be tropata. Sananga Mobunum Chuchin, Chepa Mete Chesiji de Tanguchi, you ten may by chas on the city, Chepa Mete, Takwa may be said. Takwa may be ten sec, Chepa may be droba. ที่ก็ไปเก็บไปที่ก็ไปเก็บไปเสียจนได้ตาจุดก็ว่าเลยตาจุดเทลกูสิโนตาจุดก็ไปเก็บบนดานน้ำทราบเต็งซึ่งล้านน้ำแม่ไปยินโนโอ้เมลโลละทราบเต็งซึ่งล้านน้ำแม่ปะสามโมดังเต็งซึ่งทำใจจะทราบได้หมดเลยโอ้ยถ้าเธอ
For this reason, all reasonings are able to establish or bring about the ascertainment that outer objects and the inner consciousness are not real or are not truly existent. So one refutes or negates an essence through the reasoning of being free from one or many, not being single or multiple. So one refutes the true existence of a essence or nature of something by the reasoning that it is not single and it is not multiple. And one refutes the attributes of something by refuting arisal through the four extremes. So one refutes the arisal of the attributes of something by this reasoning which refutes arisal through the four extremes. And these two types of reasoning are the main kind. And all of the many other classifications of reasonings which are found in the main texts of the Madhyamaka tradition are all branches of these two. So the root and main reasonings are these two, being free from being single or multiple, and not arising from the four extremes. And the root of these reasonings has been expressed in the homage or beginning offering of the Madhyamaka text by the protector Nagarjuna. And this was the lines of verse which are written on the blackboard yesterday, which hopefully everybody copied. And this says, it is taught that whatever arises dependently is without cessation and without arisal. It is without annihilation and without permanence, without coming and without going. It is not a separate thing nor a single thing. It is the pacification of mental elaborations and is peace. So these are the four, in these lines, it expresses the four main reasonings. So to look at them again, if one takes all inner and outer things, in the end they do not cease, and in between they do not abide, because in the beginning they do not arise. So through the reasoning of being without an arisal, then cessation and abiding are refuted. Then again, if we take all inner and outer things as the subject, they do not exist as as being separate things, because they are not single things, or they are not truly existent single things. So through this reasoning that they are not truly existent single things, then it is established or proved that there do not exist any different or separate things. Then if again we take all outer and inner things as the subject, they do not come. It means they don't come from anywhere, because they don't go anywhere. So this being free from coming or going is like appearances in a dream. One perceives things as coming and going in a dream simply on the basis of one's thoughts about them. But in terms of their true nature, there is no coming or going. And again, if one takes all inner and outer things as a subject, they're not annihilated, because they are not permanent. So for something to be annihilated, for something to not exist, it had to first exist. If it first exists, then it can be destroyed or annihilated. So these four arrangements or reasonings are the insurpassable root reasonings.
Dun
Page
11.
Wo donga la jana donga je ngowo cho donga ran yin ji je ba langa da cho na te ya chu le.
So, in terms of investigating the essence and attributes of something, the best thing to look at is suffering. So one should investigate suffering, the essence of suffering, and also its attributes, to see whether it arises or not.
Roba mucho ke dunga ji chona dunga te chong do doya ga tha ji khare ya ga do sam no tang do tene dunga ji tambe chu ji tene dunga ji mo mangar va chor va tang chi chu lang ga va chor va te dunga ki ve tha ten dan ji dunga ki ve tha sa phi re.
So all of this experience suffering the best method for pacifying our suffering is found in the Dharma through this investigating the essence or nature of suffering, what accords with that nature, and investigating its particular attributes to see what the contradictions are there. In general, the Dharma is the remedy for our sufferings. However, sometimes the people don't find anything but suffering. And why is this? It's like like any kind of worldly situation. If, for example, we study or train ourselves in the world in order to have some kind of future happiness. But some people don't find any kind of happiness through their studies. They only experience suffering.
Tene sang ki dung oma so su lo ngay par sepa la rantong ta yin dung yi le rantong de sang ki gare.